Guten Morgen, Kinderkatzen. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of Questionable German Lessons with me. I'm your host. My name is Tobe. Wherein ist meine Gewürztraminer? Wherein ist meine Gewürztraminer? Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. Ja, ist verrückt. I am sitting in my car in a parking lot. And what is this parking lot? This parking lot is a parking lot for a small strip of bays. I guess some people might call this a strip mall, except this is in an industrial area. And so we got some offices. We got a McDonald's office, and there's a dance studio, and there's some other stuff up there. But it is a fairly empty parking lot at this time. I am one of three cars parked here. Now, this parking lot in and of itself is not significant. And the only reason I'm parked here is because of its proximity to a police station. That's right. I am right behind a particular precinct of the Omaha Police Department. And what am I doing here? Well, I can tell you this. I've got my handy little pocket chip right here in front of me, and I'm looking at Wi-Fi things. And would you look at this? As I scan the various Wi-Fi thingies that are in my area, my immediate locale. Oh, I can see that. Oh, here we have what would appear to be the McDonald's Wi-Fi, the McDonald's head office Wi-Fi. And here's something that I suspect is the dance studio. And, here's a couple of listings for OCA, which is a school, the Omaha Christian Academy. It's kind of right across the street from me, along with a giant cookie factory. At least I think it's a cookie factory. I can see half a dozen or more, maybe even 10 semi-trailers, all of which have Keebler elves painted on the side, and they're all next to a giant square building. It's about two stories tall. It's all made of prefab modules, and it is entirely windowless, so I can only presume it's a cookie factory. There's a police station. So one thing I'm finding to be extremely interesting about all this is that here at the OPD, not to be confused with OPPD, OPPD is the people who make electricity, the Omaha Public Power District, and not to be confused with the Omaha Police Department, who apparently have some kind of HP DeskJet laser printer on their Wi-Fi network that is not secured with a password. It is not locked. It is wide open for anyone's usage. Now, what would anyone want to print out on a police department's printer? Well, I imagine the police department, they probably like to print out all kinds of stuff, like wanted posters and maybe warrants and other paperwork that police do. Police have to do a lot of paperwork. That's their job. They are crime secretaries. Don't be confused. Police don't prevent crime. You'll notice that whenever the police show up, it's after a crime has been committed. It's not right before a crime has been committed and then they prevent the crime from happening. No. They show up after the crime has been committed, and then they fill out paperwork, which makes them crime secretaries, not police. But I digress. Now I know what you're thinking. Tobe, you madman. What are you going to print? What are you going to send to the printer at the Omaha Police Department? Well, first of all, how do you know that I haven't already done it? And second of all, even if I did do something of this nature, would I admit it? Would I admit it in public? Would I admit it to a medium where anybody could be tuned in, including the OPD? Well, I may or may not, depending on what kind of mood I was in on that day. Oh, what kind of mood am I in today? Today, the day after the election. Well, we have some kind of new president. I don't particularly care about that. But one thing I do care about is all the people saying, you turn on the news and they say, oh, America has made their choice. Have we? Did we make a choice? What does the word choice mean? I don't think there was a choice involved here. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, Tobe, there was a choice between two idiots, remember? Well, no, that's still not a choice. And let me just set this aside for a second. And let me elaborate on where I'm going with this. And that is, an election is not a choice. You do not choose anything when you participate in an election. Now that sounds crazy, doesn't it? You're thinking, well, yeah, does Tobe? We have to choose who the president is. Well, collectively, people don't choose. Collectively, people elect. That's a lot different than choosing. You, as an individual, choose. And you don't get to choose who the president is. Remember, that's the Electoral College. But once again, I digress, and your education in civics is not my problem now, nor has it ever been, nor will it ever be. Again, not the point. But let's talk about choice for just a second. And here's an example of choosing. This is an example of a choice. Let's say, oh, it's about noon or whenever you like to eat lunch, and you're thinking, oh, I'm hungry. I think I will choose to eat some food. Is that a choice? Is that a choice? Because you need to eat food to live. If you do not fuel your body, you will die. So are you making a choice when you decide to eat? Or are you just following some instinct? Are you really choosing to eat? Or is this just survival mode kicking in? Yeah, this is just your lizard brain, your hind brain, trying to keep you alive. It's time to eat. So is your choice to eat actually a choice? No, that's something that you are driven to do. That is a survival trait. You need to eat or you die. Are you choosing to live or to die? Neither. You're instinctually eating, just as a bird instinctually flies south for the winter. It doesn't choose to fly south any more than it chooses to stay here. But again, another slight digression. Let's say that you do decide to eat. Let's say you had that choice. Now you do have a choice. You can choose to stay at home and cook yourself up some food, or you can go to a restaurant. Is that a choice? An argument could be made that it is or it isn't. But let's say you do go to the restaurant. You go to the restaurant, and you open up the menu, and there's all these various things that you could eat. You can select any of these things that you want to eat. And so you choose the chili relleno. The waitress, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Why is everything chili rellenos around here? Meaning SDF and a non-radio. There should be a Chili Rellenos show, but I digress once again. Let's try to stay on topic a little bit here today, Tobe. Okay. So I'm going to roll down my windows. Is it getting hot in here? Or am I just working myself up? How do I make my windows go down? Oh, here we go. Hey, I win. You got to be smarter than the car, Tobe. Okay, so here we are, sitting at the restaurant. We have taken a look at the menu. We've decided that we're going to eat the chili relleno for lunch. I have made this choice. The waitress comes over. The waitress says, have you made your choice? And I say, yes, I would like to have the chili relleno, please. The waitress says, good choice. She writes it down on her little notepad. She takes the order to the kitchen. She tells the cook to make you your food. And 10 or 15 minutes later, she comes back and she hands you a chili relleno. Because that's what you chose. You made that choice. That's not what happens in an election. An election is pretty much a crapshoot. It's a gamble. You walk into your polling place, you have your ballot, and you are given a selection. It looks just like a menu, and you get to choose between one of two people. You can choose this, or you can choose that. It's kind of like being on an airplane getting some food. Would you like the beef, or would you like the chicken? You can choose. And you will either get the beef or the chicken, depending on your choice. However, in an election, once you check that box that is your, quote, choice, end quote, it's not really your choice, you then hand that ballot in, and then later you find out if you get your choice or not. You might be on the wrong side of the vote, and the person you voted for doesn't get elected. That's the difference between a choice and an election. Imagine if a restaurant worked on the election principle. Suppose you go to a restaurant and you get the menu, it's the same menu as before, and you think, oh, I would like to have the chili relleno. The waitress comes over, she says, can I take your order, please? Yes, I would like to have the chili relleno, please. The waitress writes it down on her little notepad, she takes it to the kitchen, she puts in the order. 10 or 15 minutes later, she comes back and she hands you a plate of lobster thermidor. That is not what you ordered. That is not what you chose. That was not your choice. You say to the waitress, I'm sorry, I did not choose the lobster thermidor. I chose the chili relleno. And the waitress says, yes, but this is what everybody else chose. And so this is what you get to have. Is that a choice then? That you didn't make a choice, did you? You wanted one thing, you didn't get it. Would you ever go to that restaurant again? No, you wouldn't. So why would you ever return to a polling place? Why are you even participating in elections? You are not choosing anything. You are gambling. But I digress. Do I? No, I have managed to stay on topic. Elections are not choices. Elections are just a game that you get to win or lose if you decide to play. And it's a coin flip. There's only two people you can vote for president. Well, not really, but you know what I mean. And you get to cast your vote. You get to make your, quote, choice, end quote. But does that mean you get what you want? It might not. Just the same as if you're standing there in your living room with a coin. Oh, I'm going to choose heads or tails. I think I'll choose heads. Boom, you flip the coin. It might come up heads. It might come up tails. You didn't get to choose which side of that coin came up. You made no choice. All you did was decide on what your hopeful outcome is. Oh, I hope this is the outcome. I hope the outcome is this box I check. Again, would you go to that restaurant? Oh, I'm going to decide to eat this. I hope that's what I get. Yes, I would like to order the chili relleno, please. Because I hope that's what I get. Maybe the waitress brings you the chili relleno. Maybe the chick brings you the lobster thermidor. Choice. It's not what you think it is. All right, well, my business here behind the police department is finished. And so, let's get out of here before they come looking for who's messing with their network. Let's go somewhere else in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. So here I am. I have managed to move about a mile north, and I am now, technically speaking, in Irvington, Irvington, Nebraska, and I am purchasing gasoline because for some reason it's very cheap here in Irvington, $1.87 a gallon. Now, although technically I may or may not be in a different town, the Omaha Police Department still has jurisdiction here, so we're going to keep our eyes open as we purchase our very cheap $1.87 gasoline. Now, I don't know where you live in this country, but you may not be able to purchase gasoline for $1.87. That's because, well, a number of reasons. This gasoline is chock full of ethanol, and I love ethanol. I am, in fact, an alcoholic, and ethanol is one of my favorite alcohols, even though I no longer ingest it. But what you need to know is ethanol can be made from corn. If you've ever seen a moonshining television show, you know that there's a lot of corn involved. And what do we grow in Nebraska? Corn. Boatloads and boatloads of corn. Literally boatloads, as in we fill up boats. And look at this. My gas is done and ready. I filled up my tank for less than $20. $19.26. They owe me 75 cents. Or 74 cents. I can do math. And when you grow the corn here and make ethanol out of it, because, you know, the funny thing is this street I'm standing and looking at, this is Blair High Road. This is the high road to Blair. What's in Blair? The ethanol factory. We take the corn to Blair, they make ethanol, we put it in our gasoline. So, you know, that's why gasoline is cheap here, because corn is cheap here. And then when corn is cheap, everybody's happy. Okay, so let's go get my change. Oh, I'm pretty amazed. Oh yeah, I've never been in this gas station before. 74? Woo, I'm a rich man. Yeah, that's the first time I think I've filled up my car for less than $20 in 20 years. Man. And I thank ethanol. I thank ethanol subsidies. I thank corn. I thank Nebraska, the Cornhusker state, for growing the corn that we need. And we're look how close we are to Blair, where they make the ethanol. We're winning. I will have a good day. It has been confirmed that we are in fact winning because we live in Nebraska. Oh, and at least they didn't hassle me about my hair. Well, my hair is covered. They could have said, hey, what's that thing you're carrying around? Why are you being so weird? Well, I'd be weird because I can be weird. I'm back in my car. I hope slamming the car door didn't clip my microphone. Now all we gotta do is find my keys. I put them in the wrong pocket. No wonder I couldn't find them. Being kind of stupid. Doo-doo-doo. Hey, and there's the new buildings over there. Yeah, I guess I knew they were building that. Alright. We are in Irvington. Should we go to Hobbytown? Oh, that's kind of a bad idea, because that'll just make me want to buy stuff that I don't have money for. But maybe we should go over there just to see if there's any racing going on. Yeah, let's do that. After all, it'll only take 3 seconds to get there. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here I am at Hobbytown, at the Hobbyplex, about to walk to the end of the racetrack. Here we are. Now I gotta walk down the stairs as I overlook 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 benches that are at least 15 to 20 meters long. Alrighty. There's tons of people seated working on their tiny little race cars. Power tools, they got battery chargers, they got all kinds of pieces of equipment. Maybe you can hear on the PA, the announcer, announcing what's going on here. But let me describe it for you. I'm standing looking at an area that's approximately the size of a basketball court on which there is a racetrack laid out.
It is Berber carpet lined with boards. And there are 10 or 12 tiny little race cars zipping around. They all look like Porsches. They're all the same car. They're all the same model even. And these are 1/10 scale electric radio control cars. They're very fast. They're zipping around here. There's about, let's see, how many drivers we got? 4, 8, 12. Yeah, there's a dozen drivers. And look at these things just zipping around, making all these interesting little noises. Oh, there's a crash here in the corner. And some guys named Marshall had to jump up and fix it. The track marshals will pick up any car that has crashed and turn it back over. Let's listen to the whine of the electric motors.
That is sinister too, having problems.
Zip, zip, zip as little cars get flipped over. Marshals come out and turn the cars back to the other. Or flip the cars back onto their wheels. I'm trying to get my camera ready. Let's take some pictures. This appears to be a timed enduro race.
Watch straightaway.
All of these cars are the exact same model, so.
Now it's time to see the KC guys' car breakdown.
Cars are breaking down. This is an enduro race. Apparently, there's over an hour left to go.
Something comes loose. It's about time.
I don't know how they managed to do this on such a short battery charge. And I can't get any decent photographs just because the lighting and everything's zipping by so fast. Zing, zing, zing. So you're going to see some action shots. Yay. Back before this Hobbyplex was built, these races were down in my neighborhood, in my old neighborhood. And every Saturday and Sunday, I used to get up and go, and I'd watch these races for hours.
Little chopper.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. These aren't the speediest cars I've ever seen, but then again, this is an enduro race.
Oh, that was a tie-up between skiing and here, oh my beer.
And so, they're more about running for as long as possible, and not so much seeing who's the fastest guy ever. This is awesome though. You've never seen so much zip, zip, zippiness. I'm having a good time. I wish you could be here. I wish I could get some better photos, but I've got no good. I don't have a camera for doing this. I need faster film, but we don't have film anymore. Well, we're not going to get the best of photos here, but at least you get the idea. I'm trying to take a good action pictures when there's lots of cars going by. It's difficult. Let's listen to the cars as they zip by on the straightaway. I'm sitting here in front of the straightaway. The cars are coming back around. Let's give a listen. Here we come. Here they come.
KC is number one, Sinister 2 is 2. I mean, Sinister 1 is 2. Speed Stars are 3.
I hope that sounded interesting, because we had one guy go just about hit my hand, and I'm holding the microphone down. We're going to have to do that again, aren't we? I think we are. Zim, zim, zim. Look at them flying around. Here we go again. Let's listen.
Speed Brothers, 10. Little Charmers are 11.
That was awesome. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's some slight beeps, some doot 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 doot. If you can hear that, those are laps being counted. There are transponders on the cars, and that's what keeps track of the laps. There are wires under the track, just like you would have on a regular NASCAR track, and there's transponders on the cars, and whenever the cars drive over the wire, it counts the lap.
One is in the pitch right now.
So we've got to get a little bit closer to the PA system.
Speed Stars
But when the cars go over the lap counter, they go dunk, dunk. Let's see if we can hear it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that dunk, dunk. Those are cars driving over the lap counter. Oh, this really makes me want to race. These cars themselves aren't that expensive, but all the support gear is. You gotta buy extra batteries, you gotta buy the world's greatest and most expensive battery charger, and you gotta buy, you know, a non-stock motor. You're gonna be spending some money if you want to race at this level. You know, not as much money as racing the F1, but money is money now, isn't it? A little bit more on the cars here. Like I said, these are electric cars, and I believe they are 1/10 or 1/12 scale. Looking at the wheelbase, you know, I think these are 1/12 scale, but I could be wrong. It's hard to tell because each one of these cars is a Porsche 911 body in racing trim with the spoiler and everything, just like you might see on FIA Endurance Racing. That's essentially what's going on here. They are modeling FIA Endurance Racing, which is, you know, like Le Mans, 24 hours at Le Mans, and, you know, those types of races where they race multiple types of car. But this is not that. They are just doing the one class of car. And wow, this is fun. I'm getting distracted. I'm supposed to be doing a radio show. Why am I watching car races? Because it's fun. Too cool. And as I look at all the pits, all the people working on other cars, there are other classes of cars. Like, hey, here's one right here. This is definitely 1/10 scale, not 1/12. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that these are 1/12 scale, tiny little Porsches. You're not going to be able to tell by looking at them in my photographs because, well, the photographs are blurry because the cars are moving fast. And we're talking very fast. Are these scale speeds? No, these are much faster than scale speeds. In scale speeds, these cars are going 250 to 300 miles an hour.
Who cares about the relationship?
I'd have to sit down and do the math to give you an exact speed, but I don't have the time to do that now. I'm running out of time, and so I am exiting the track. So I got to go back upstairs, and I think what I'll do is I'll try to take a picture from the top of the stairs so we can see all the other stuff that's going on in here. Yeah, I cannot encompass the whole place, but in this photograph, you can see the track, the driver's stand, and just some of the pit area. Oh, that's right, can't go back up there. I got to exit out the super exit, which is behind me somewhere. And back outside we are. I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and it turns out those guys were making pit stops. I don't know if they were fast charging or just changing batteries. I imagine changing batteries. We're going to have to do this again because I gotta go. Tune in tomorrow, 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio for more exciting whatever Tobe stuff. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.